order at 12:12 p.m. on May 28, 2021. Just remember, put your phones on mute because I can hear background noise that way. When everybody speaks, then just when people have something to say, you can just unmute your phone and make your comments. So I'm going to go ahead and do our roll call again. So just note your presence. Dr. Campbell, present. Dr. Foreman? Dr. Foreman?
I put it on mute. Sorry, present.
Dr. Ulano?
Do you hear me?
Okay. Yes,
present.
Thank you. Mr. Rhodes?
Present.
Heather Broaddus?
Present.
Seamus Monahan?
Present.
Louis Bustamante?
Present.
Thank you so much. Does anyone have any conflicts of interest to declare? All right, hearing none, we'll move on. Our item for discussion of possible action for the reason for our meeting here is that we've received notice from Heather that she's resigning as our executive director. And so we are here to discuss and take a possible action on how we want to go about hiring for this position, whether it be or making a committee or authorizing a direct hire via our current executive director. So I would ask at this time that since Louis Bustamante, he's from the ADOA. If Louis could please give us a summary of options for us.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, so here at ADOA, we always encourage to go through the competitive route. You know, this way, if there's any question from the public, you know, you do your part of, you know, advertising it. If you do happen to go that route, I would have to work with Heather and the chairman of the board to draft the job announcement and making sure that the job duties are relevant to the position. I know we hired Heather back in January, February of 2019. So if anything changed, it needs to go through its proper channels to get updated. It is Friday, so assuming that that's the route you guys would like to take, maybe I'll be looking at it probably Wednesday or next week to post the positions. And you guys will be receiving resumes on a daily basis. The interview panel has to be a minimum of two, you know, the chairman of the board, you know, Heather herself, or all of you at once. I think that would be the best option that you have. If that's not appropriate for this occasion, we can always do a direct hire, which is you still have to interview this person, though. It's not, you know, the direct hire is just waiving the competitive process, so we don't have to advertise the position. We don't have to wait for you to get resumes. You can move forward and interview those candidates or that person that it's recommended for a direct hire. He or she does need to meet the minimum criteria for the position and needs to qualify based on the position description. And we can have this person start as soon as possible. Of course, I have to do some reference checks, but it's up to you if you want to go competitive, if you want to do a direct hire of one single person, or if you want to have if you want to do a direct hire based on private interviews. So depending on how many referrals you have for this position, you can all get together and interview for, you know, those qualified candidates instead of going to the competitive route.
Okay, so one, you know, we are next, if we would go, you know, the route of, you know, the posting the position, and you said that probably wouldn't happen until June the 2nd, correct?
Yes.
And our next board meeting would be, is the 9th of June. And I don't know if that's enough time to have to add and have any applicants to to interview at that meeting because Heather's last day, I believe, is the 28th of June, correct? So if that's enough time to...
I apologize. My microphone was turned off. My last day here is June 25th. And just to provide a little bit of information, there is an executive director here, Margaret Whelan. She's with the Optometry Board. She has done interim work for this board in the past, and she is willing to do that again if the board, because with the hiring process, if you... go the competitive route and post, it is going to take a little bit more time, maybe by a week or so. So you'll probably need to have an interim at that point. But that's possible even with a direct hire.
Okay. And I'm sorry, Heather, I should have had you let everybody know what's going on. I apologize for just moving right into with Lewis. So if you wanted to make any remarks.
Regarding my resignation, I would just like to thank the board. I very much enjoyed serving this board. The board has been very kind and supportive, and I appreciate that. So I do want to thank the board for that. Regarding remarks with the hiring process, that was all I wanted to share with the board, was that I do have an interim director lined up if needed.
I missed that, Heather. My phone's acting up.
Did you miss all of it? Or should
all of it.
Yeah. Things are kind of fading in and out on my phone.
Okay, sure. So in regards to my resignation, I would like to thank the board because I have enjoyed serving this board, and the board has always been very supportive, very kind. So I do appreciate all of that, and I do thank the board for that. And in regards to the hiring process, I don't have any remarks except for the fact that I do have an interim director lined up if needed.
Yeah, Margaret. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she has helped us before, yes. I'm optometry. Okay.
I got a question. How long will the interim stay or able to help us before we find a new replacement?
Dr. Yulana, board members, she's literally in the office right next door to me, and she, in the past, I believe she did interim work for a couple of months.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
So, and she's always willing to help. So the board would, day-to-day activity would continue with her as the interim director.
Yeah. In your opinion, she'll be able to handle it, both of her duties?
Definitely.
If we can't find one right away. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dr. Yulana, before you became a board member, she was extraordinary in helping us in a time where we did not have, it was about 3 months where we didn't have it. Yeah, and Margaret is top. She's very excellent. I don't know how many years she's been with the optometry board, but, she knows her way around, so... That's, what are your opinions, if my board members, if you feel, as seems like that Mr. Bustamante said that and tell me if I'm wrong, Mr. Bustamante, that this is it's a more professional approach to have the competitiveness of a posted position versus a direct hire?
Yeah, so it would avoid having any complaints or questions from someone else who might have been interested in applying for the job but didn't get a chance to because he went through a direct hire route. Now, with that said, if you do decide to go through a private interviews and just interview the ones that get referred to you either by Heather or someone else, you know, well, it's okay to go that route as well.
So, Mr. Rhodes or Dr. Ilana or Dr. Foreman, do you have any, what are your opinions?
As John Rhodes, I believe we should do interviews and put it out for the public. And hopefully we'll get someone that'll, this is what, our third director now in what, 5 years or less. So I'd like to get someone on there that's looking at staying, you know, for a long time if they could.
Dr. Foreman?
I agree with Mr. Rhodes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'd like to add that, let's say when we go through the interviews or the chairman of the board plus another member, does it have to be open forum or does it have to be during a board meeting or could it be aside that for the new hire?
Oh, Dr. Ilana, we've done in the past, I mean, we've done interviews at the end of a board. I can tell you,
okay. We
interviewed Ryan Edmondson, who was our executive director. We interviewed him on a Halloween. It was a Saturday down at the board office. So,
okay. Yeah,
I mean, you can do it when, yeah, it just depends on
anytime.
Everybody's schedule, you know, just trying to think of. And, of course, now, to me, it's something that, you know, doing this in person, I think, is more appropriate.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. So at any time, but it'd be nice to do it in person.
So that, you know, we would, you know, sounds like our consensus is then to, you know, have the position through the interview process. So do we want time in receiving
applications? Dr. Campbell, I apologize. You just cut out there. We just missed
that.
Oh,
sorry. Okay. So like I said, it seems like, you know, that our consensus is to go through the posting of the position and then interview process. So I lose my train of thought here for a second. So,
I'm getting a lot of back feed. It sounds like someone's TV's on or something.
That we have like a time frame where we will accept applications before closing it so that we'll be able to move on with the process and get some, you know, have somebody hired so that there is time for overlap and training with Heather and the new director.
But Dr. Campbell, board members, I apologize for interrupting. And maybe Mr. Bustamante has some input on this, but I would suggest posting the job announcement for at least 1 week.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so the standard practice is to have a job announcement out there for up to a week. We can have it open until filled, you know, until we get the right person. So it's not a problem to have it more, you know, than a week. I have positions for up to 3 weeks, you know, based on your need. However, regardless of how long it's been open, I can send you resumes the day after if need to.
Okay, so if we get something posted by Wednesday, and then as you get, is it appropriate then as you get applications to have that sent out to each board member and then have another teleconference to decide who we want to interview and select a time to do an interview process?
Hi, this is Luis. If I may, with the new system that I'm the administrator for, as far as, you know, advertising jobs, I can probably have all of you be part of what we call in the system a committee or an interview panel, and everyone can see the resumes as they come in. The committee panel within the system can give your feedback to whoever is scheduling interviews and say, yes, this person meets the criteria, no, this person does not meet the criteria. And the feedback will go either to Heather or to the chairman, and the chairman will make the final decision as far as who he or she would like to bring in for the job interview.
So that's something then that can be sent to board member electronically. Does it have to come through our board computers, or that can come to our personal computers?
I can do both. As of now, to be honest with you, I haven't added anyone who doesn't have a state email address. However, I can still download the resume and send them to you, to your regular email address, to your inbox.
Okay. And Heather has all that information, so that would be easy. Okay.
Yes, Dr. Yes. Board members, this is Heather. I was going to clarify with Mr. Bustamante if I needed to provide the email addresses of board members to him. Is that something I need to do?
I can. If it makes it easier for you and to keep privacy, I can send them to you, Heather, directly on a daily basis, and then you can send them out?
Sure, I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And something about a description of the job and everything. Nothing's really changed in that job description or qualifications. It would be the same as what was there when Heather came on board.
Okay. Yeah, I can take a look at we call it a position description. So every position in the state has something called a position description, which is like the backbone of the position. And it determines mm-hmm. the main job duties and the job requirements. I can take a look and send that to you or to Heather. And if there's any updates or that needs to be added, then that might push back the announcement date from, depending on how long classification and compensation can get back to me. That uh-huh. might push it back by a day or so.
Oh, okay.
But if nothing has changed, then I can use the same one that we had.
Yeah,
it really comes down. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I get a lot of back. Go ahead, Lewis. I didn't need to interrupt. Hello?
Yep, Dr.
I'm sorry.
This is Heather. I think your phone may have cut out. We didn't
catch
that.
Yeah. No, I said, I don't think that there's been any changes since that. Since when you were hired, Heather. So I would feel, unless it can be easily reviewed, I don't really think that there's anything that's additional.
I would agree.
Yeah, in that case, I can. I'm sorry, this is Luis. I have to get used to telephone conferences.
I know, they're nuts. It's nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. So as soon as the call ends today, I'll send over the position description to Heather. If she believes that something needs to be changed, then she can forward it to you, Carmen. And if not, then I can get going on the job announcement.
Okay. Does anyone have, at this point, any other questions?
Barbara, you broke up. Hello?
Oh, I said, does anyone have any other questions?
I don't.
Do we need to make a motion to accept this like that?
Yes, Mr. Rose, that was my next thing. If there was no other discussions or questions, then I would entertain a motion.
And this is Assistant Attorney General Seamus Monahan. Board President, members of the board, I apologize. In that motion, can we make sure that if that motion includes a hiring committee, that we name the individuals who will be on that hiring committee? Thank you.
Mr. Rhodes, did you have a motion you'd like to present?
Oh, I seconded your, I thought you made the motion. I seconded it.
Oh, no, no. Well, yeah. we can formalize it that, and but Seamus just wanted us to indicate who committee members are, and I just would say that, you know, the whole board is the committee. If everyone is in agreement to that.
Agreement.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
So then I will make a motion to proceed with posting the position for executive director of the Arizona State Board of Podiatry Examiners on the ADOA website as is their protocol, and that the committee will the interview committee will consist of the board members. And is that enough there, Seamus?
That's sufficient.
Okay.
I second it.
I second.
Any further discussion? Okay, I'm going to take a voice. Dr. Foreman.
Aye.
Dr. Yolano.
Aye.
Mr. Rhodes.
Aye.
Aye. Well, any opposed? No opposed. Motion carries. All right, so we don't have any call to the public. And does anyone then have any other items for future meeting agendas? And our board meeting scheduled for 2:30 in the morning. So I'm sure between now and then there will be other communications that will take place. Particularly coming from Mr. Bustamante and from Heather, so that we'll be able to then decide when interviews will occur.
Dr. Campbell, board members, this is Heather. I will update the board at its June 9th meeting. As to how many applications and potential interviews, you know, to be scheduled, so I can provide that update, and I'm sure I'll update you prior to that meeting.
Okay, sounds good. Anyone have anything else before we conclude the meeting? Well, I appreciate everybody's time, and I hope you all have a really great Memorial Day weekend. And it is now 12:35, and I will move to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Do I have a second? Thank you. Any discussion?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So moved. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Yep. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good holiday.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.